Welcome to the Naked Vibe Show. I'm Kimberly Kane. This is the Tune Your Vibes segment of the Naked Vibes podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Rocket University, where you'll find rhythmic movement meditations. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later. But right now, I just want you to know we're going to be talking about sex in this episode. And these rhythmic movement meditations can definitely help you tap in to your primal senses, to that deep essence that's in you, to help stir you in new ways and give you new ideas, and to use your sexual energy in creative ways. And I'm not just talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about the way that your sexuality connects to your creativity, and the way that that connects to your daily life and your daily work, and the way that you carry yourself and your confidence and your courage. Like I said, I'll tell you more about how these rhythmic movements meditations can help you in this area a little bit later in the podcast.
Are you ready to get naked?
I'm just going to riff on something that I think is so important, and that is sex. And that is God. Sex and God together. Not something that you hear together really often, not nearly often enough. And why do I think this is important to even talk about? Well, I've heard from far too many friends and clients that they're not having sex, that sex in their marriage is something that either has to be done every now and then, that's kind of like a duty, or that is something that they're just not interested in anymore. I'll hear people say things like, well, we've known each other for so many years, we're just best friends, or people who are so distant that they're not friends at all, they're just ships passing in the night. Either way, you're missing out on this incredibly sacred part of your journey. Sex is this mysterious place that we can go. And if we go intentionally, we can meet God there. And there are a lot of practices for that intentionally, like Tantra. But here, I really just want to talk for a minute to get your juices stirred up, to get you thinking in a different direction, to get you excited about the possibilities for your life and marriage and for intimacy and connection. Because I really believe that when you are engaged in this joyous, intimate connection, that your life is better for it in so many ways. Your health can be better. Your physical well-being, your mental and emotional well-being, the connection to another person who for a time goes on this journey with you, where you let go of all the worries and all the cares of the day and simply be in the moment of pleasure and enjoyment of being on this life journey with a person you love. And that's really the key. Love is the key to go in, so to speak, with the idea that I'm here to love you. I'm here to walk this journey with you. I'm here to make a difference in your life. And that can change everything. So I think we're not doing that enough. I think that the pressures of the day and all of the distractions get to people so much that they don't take the time to engage in this God-given pleasure. So that's why I want to say, put God and sex together. Okay. Society has largely separated God into one camp and sex into another. An incredibly unnatural state. God minus sex equals no power, no movement, no creativity, nothing new under the sun. Sex minus God equals dark tunnels leading nowhere. Maybe just in endless circles, sort of something that you have to keep getting in order to fuel the fire, like a low-end rumble that never reaches a symphonic climax of ecstasy. So religion has been extremely effective at excising sex from the equation of holiness or wholeness. And though you can find this phenomenon in most religions, I'm kind of referring mainly to Western religions in this context, just because that's what I know from my own life experience, but it can be applied across the board, I'm sure. So there's this religious idea that the ultimate attainment of goodness or rightness is in bowing down to a supreme being, and that sex is on the other end of that goodness spectrum. And then there's the images of sex in the media, mostly used as a tool for ratings. Well, why? Why is that getting such good ratings? Because people need to engage. And if you're not engaging in your own life, if you're not really committed to a practice of intimacy with your partner, then you're going to reach out to find those images and those ideas and mainly those feelings in different places. So looking towards porn, for instance, eventually it's going to lead down a path where you're desensitized. I've seen so many things lately about that becoming a bigger and bigger problem. The desensitization, people are looking at porn online and then it's seemingly taking the place of their intimate relationships at home in their marriages. And so they stop feeling like they need that intimacy in the marriage. Breaks down more and more and more. I'm going to keep this riff a bit broad here because there are so many little tributaries that I could go down. And right now, all I really want to do is stoke your fire, get you thinking about how sex can be better in your life, how it can create more holiness in your life, how it can create more wholeness in your marriage, more intimacy. And how it doesn't have to be a separate thing and shouldn't be a separate thing from your spiritual practice, from your spiritual journey.
Are you ready to get naked?
So guys, I get it that sometimes you're thinking, why do we have to engage in intimacy and foreplay? Why can't we sometimes just fuck? Okay, I get that because yeah, you should be able to do that. But it's not separate from the intimacy. It's part of the intimacy because intimacy is not this thing that, okay, we're going to be intimate now and not next time. Intimacy is something that you create in your marriage as a whole. Because you have access to intimacy in your marriage, because you've created this safe space in your marriage, you can do all those things within the intimacy that is there. Okay. So that's up to you to create that intimacy. And I think the only way that you can do that is go to a source of higher power. Because especially in a long-term relationship, hopefully you do become better friends. Sometimes people say that they talk about drifting apart and wanting different things. And so because of that, in our own strength and our own power, we can't really do that. We can't really sustain that on our own. So you make a daily spiritual practice, going to God, going to a higher power to pray and meditate on that and to connect at that higher place, at that higher end of the spectrum, connecting to God and literally saying, I want to be connected sexually to my own self and to my partner, and I need the power and the strength to do that. Show me, inform me about what I need to know about myself and about that other person. Reveal to me new things about that other person, new ways of seeing them, new ways to please them and to honor them and to bring pleasure into our relationship. And just watch what happens. Watch and listen. Be aware. Let your intuition grow so that you can see more and know more about how to connect with this other person that you committed to, that you are in a state of love with. So notice that's different from being in love, falling in love, or falling out of love. That's really not a real thing. You're either in a state of love or you've stepped out of that state of love. And when you've stepped out of it, you can actually step back into that state of love. You don't have to wait for something to happen. You can choose to step back into that state of love. And that state of love includes the desire, not just for yourself, to have pleasure, but for this other person to experience pleasure in their lives. That's love, to want to see this other person having a rich and juicy and wealthy life, an abundant life. And that is pleasure. So wanting that for this other person and realizing that you are a big part of helping to create that environment of love for this other person's life, that's real commitment. That gets into really, really juicy stuff. Many marriages, maybe most, I don't have the statistics, where there is not a sexual connection and a sexual practice there and an intimacy practice end in divorce. And that's an area that can be remedied. It may always look greener on the other side of that fence, starting over with someone else. But I can assure you that divorce is not the rosy picture that it may seem like when you're in a loveless, sexless state, desiring intimacy. A guy told me just the other day, and I thought this was great. The grass is not greener on the other side. That's just AstroTurf. I like that. Your intimacy can be greater by diving into that current relationship, recommitting to it, and exploring this practice as a path to God, sex as a path to intimacy, and ultimately to wholeness. I think that is what we all want, to really be known and understood and seen, if only in those lovemaking moments. That's enough to carry us a long way. So it's worth putting the time in. So to separate our spirituality from our sexuality, it equals death. I mean, come on, no death allowed while alive, right? Really? So here's one thing. Have sex with the full gusto of your spirit. Be fully present. Think of nothing else while engaging your body with another or with your own self. Enjoy it to the fullest. When you do, you release vibrations of love into the universe that can be felt by all, whether they're conscious of it or not. And you think about an experience being at a concert and you feel really sexual feelings coming over you listening to that music, especially when we're talking about deep bass grooves, that can be felt by everyone. So think about that in terms of the way that people feel vibrations. Vibrations go out. They're happening everywhere all the time because we are energy. So when you specifically create this energy of love, it goes far beyond your own self. Your household is elevated because of that shared love experience there. Okay, two, recognize that spirituality is sexy. Why? Because you are spirit. When you love your own self, you become authentic. When you become authentic, you free yourself to love others. And there is nothing sexier than your true spirit, you being you. So bring that to the table every day, every time. Create that in your marriage and your intimate relationships. Why do I care about this so much? About your relationship? Well, as you continue listening to the Naked Vibes podcast and watching Naked Vibes TV, you'll find out over time. I believe that the quashing of our collective sexuality has caused a great deal of unhappiness and has unbalanced us spiritually. Religion is not the answer to spiritual balance, as it is horribly uncomfortable with sexuality. I believe we need to honor our sexual nature in order to make our way back to balance and wholeness or holiness, that we need more joy in the world. Good sex is God plus sex. It releases joy-making hormones in the brain, enabling us to approach every other aspect of our lives with an open, awakened perspective. Opening ourselves to this part of our divine nature leads to love-making. What greater endeavor could we possibly engage in than to make more love in the world? But sex on its own is not making more love. Love as the original intention and sex being wrapped up in that, that's where real joy and real power happens. You might not have ever heard this presented this way. I mean, I don't hear about it. One of the things that's important for me is when I see and hear about people suffering, Is there a way that I can help? This is an area that, while it can certainly be much more complex than anything I'm presenting here, it can also be much simpler in certain ways. I know that music, the universal language, connects us. Music is a way to invigorate and enliven your sex life. Music is a way to reach into higher spiritual states. It is a way to connect both of those states of being and relieve suffering. Sex is a gift for relieving the suffering within a marriage that has lost its intimacy. Connecting with our spirits, connecting with that other person's spirit, with God's holy or whole spirit, bringing the whole thing to the table, can remedy this much more simply than what it might seem. But it's a practice that has to be intentionally engaged in for that purpose, for creating joy and pleasure. You know, I like to put music with everything. So I want to break for a minute and play a song for you. This was recorded by my sister and me when we were Frankly Scarlet. Frankly Scarlet opened shows for David Bowie and was on Lilith Fair with Sarah McLachlan and Bonnie Raitt. And it was an awesome time. Dallas's KDGE radio station at that time had such a cool series created by George Gamark called Tales from the Edge. And I can't remember how many of them there were, but this song is on one of those volumes. It's called House of Pain.
House of Pain.
That's House of Pain from my former band with my sister Kelly Brown, called Frankly Scarlet. So in this episode, I've been talking about God plus sex equals making love. We need to make more love in this world. So I'm speaking to you, married person, right now, and saying I'm challenging you to make more love in the world by making love in your marriage, by making it so important, by putting full commitment into that part of your marriage, into making your sexual relationship really come alive, not as a separate thing, but as a part of the whole, for your own joy, for your own pleasure, for your own health, and then also for that of your partner, your family, and then watching that ripple out into your workplace and your community, because you're going to feel more joy and your partner is going to feel more joy. This is important stuff. So like I said, this is sort of a general riff, really intended to turn on that light bulb in your head, to possibly light that fire in your spirit, to get you moving in a direction of connecting your spirituality and your sexuality. And I'll talk about this more in future episodes. For right now, I want to tell you about a couple of tools that may help you along the way. One, my rhythmic movement meditations. These are simple drum patterns designed to stir your body, to stir the energy in your body and your spirit, to get you connected and aligned in your body and your spirit so that you can feel those sexual feelings, that power within yourself that can start to awaken things. If that part of your life has been feeling dead, lifeless, then these movement meditations can really start awakening that and really get you aligned. But you have to use them as a practice in order to do that. If you'll go to the show notes on nakedvibes.com, you'll find a link for them there, as well as a link to some videos from some people who have used them, so you can hear what their experiences have been using this tool. And another tool that I have for you is a video series called Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. This is an online video series that's just like the title states, it goes beyond religion. If you have felt like prayer is so tightly connected to religion that it's actually hard for you to relate, that it's hard for you to be in conversation with a higher source, if it's hard for you to connect and actually believe that there is a higher source that can help you with this, that actually can help you with your sexual relationship, then this would be a good place to help you learn to connect differently in your prayer life, more powerfully, more peacefully, and really feel a sense that there are answers for you there, that there's connectivity and intimacy for you there, because that's where true intimacy comes from, is a higher source. So learning to go there to help you solve any intimacy issues that you may be having, that's the place you want to go first. So I can't guarantee that these tools will be the be-all and end-all answers for you, but they are tools to help start moving you in a new direction, to start stoking your inner fire, so to speak. And I also have a hardbound physical novel that I can send you called Heaven. And Heaven is the story of Eve, an exotic dancer who strips away all of those ideas that are put on us over and over again by religion, parents, church, friends, society. She strips away all of those things that don't really belong to her, that are not really her clothing, strips down to her naked and unashamed essence. So this is a story that's really intended to stir the pot and to get you thinking about new perspectives in the way that God and sex relate. So that might be a stimulating, titillating bit of entertainment, and also, from what I've heard from others, a tool that you can use as well to stoke that fire. I'll play a song for you that you're used to hearing by now, because it's sprinkled throughout the Naked Vibes podcast in various little pieces. But this is the whole song, Heaven. It's one of the cuts from the CD that comes with the book. Heaven. That was Heaven from the CD that comes with the novel. So go to nakedvibes.com to the show notes for this episode, and you will find links for all these things there. I hope today's Tune Your Vibes episode has been helpful for you in some way, and I will continue to touch on this subject over time because I believe it's incredibly important for us to support one another in this area of our lives that just does not get talked about enough in really healthy and juicy ways. Let me hear from you about how this may have helped you, what you would like to hear about in the future. I'll put a contact link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com as well. So contact me from there and let me know. I'm also a certified high performance coach, and it's been so interesting, yet not surprising to me, how many clients have come looking for guidance in their careers or just a new direction in life and eventually ended up talking about the fact that they're not feeling connected. They're not feeling a sense of intimacy in their lives and that their sex life and their marriage is not what they want it to be. In other words, it's just not really happening at all sometimes. And that affects everything, like what I've been talking about before, your sense of well-being. So if you are interested in high performance coaching, you can use that same link to contact me and we can talk about whether that coaching might be right for you personally or as a couple. Understand, we are not talking about having phone sex, but we are talking about spending some time to get you some guidance to walk down a path for you to experience more joy in your life. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.